Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great. Well, I've got another interview today. Well, this lady's probably been number one for a while, hasn't she? Bethany Frankel.
Mm-hmm.
She's a New York legend. Bethany, when I used to do the Sundance Film Festival up in the mountains out in Utah and cover the films for you guys, now, this is like 2004, 2005. Bethany was the door girl of a restaurant there.
Really?
And, I'd turn up with my 10 friends, and I'd be really polite to her and very nice, and then she'd eventually let us all in, and we'd drink free beer and eat free hors d'oeuvres in the corner. So that's how I knew Bethany back in those days. And all of a sudden, she became a big star from The Real Housewives of New York City. It was amazing.
Wait a minute. She was working at a restaurant?
Yeah, yes. And you met her?
I met her many times. Every year we'd come in there. And that'd be
Isn't
like
that six, funny?
So I'd be out there for like six nights, and every night she'd let us in. So,
you know, that's a good thing about you. It's a good thing for you and a bad thing in a way, because people always notice you.
That's right.
Because if you're a tall guy and a goofy guy.
That's right.
So I guess she remembered you.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's great. But it was really impressive. But she got on the Martha Stewart show. Remember when Martha did the Apprentice when she got out?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's where she first appeared.
Yeah, Bethany was a runner-up in that. And I think her and Martha had a lot of arguments. And then at the beginning of 2008, she randomly got cast in Real Housewives. And she's built a $100 million business off the back of it. And right now she has a new podcast. Which is exciting for her. So,
and she just broke up with her boyfriend, so she's in the market for somebody else, I guess.
That's right. So she does this podcast. She interviews like Dana White from UFC, Mark Cuban, and even Paris Hilton. Thrown. It's called Just Be with Bethany Frankel.
So am I to assume that she's no longer working in that restaurant?
She's not in the restaurant. She's not on the front door.
All right. I just want to make sure.
She's managing her empire now.
So here we go.
Not the restaurant.
Bethany and her restaurant buddy, Brad Blanks.
How are you, Bethany?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, really good. I was that tall Australian guy that always tried to get into Chef Dance at Sundance Film Festival.
I remember. Okay, I totally remember. You're so nice.
Now look at you. You're like a titan of New York industry. How do you reflect on that?
Build a house one block at a time. And like, I've always worked really hard. There are so many bells and whistles and so many ways to do it and so many schmoozing. The bottom line is you work hard. I've always worked hard. And, I keep getting stronger and better, and we're just growing.
It's fascinating you doing a podcast, because a lot of people would just listen to you talk about your life. I find it quite nice that you're actually letting wealthy and exciting and smart people onto it with you.
Well, I'm the vehicle so that I can give these people the opportunity to share their wisdom, their knowledge. They are all visionaries, game changers, billionaires, moguls. They have changed industries, and they have done it on their own. Amazing conversations, humanizing Mark Cuban, humanizing Paris Hilton. They're legends, but then in these conversations, they become just people, and you understand how they're just people just like you, and you too can make the decisions and take the actions that they take also.
Yeah, when you interviewed Mark Cuban, I've never heard him lost for words when you said to him, so Mark, how do you raise rich kids? He was actually stumbling over that
exactly.
Answer.
Exactly.
It was great.
Because he knows that it's like a good question. Like, well, it's not easy, because he, like me, we grew up scrappy and we grew up like hustling and trying to get there. But you're not going to, deprive your kid of all the fruits of your labor So it's a balance, and it's a dance.
Were you really Paris Hilton's nanny?
Paris and Nikki's nanny, yep. That's... I used to drive them to school and take them to the mall, and wow. I was. Yeah. That's the show, too. The show is that, listen, you could go from being Paris Hilton's nanny in your Ford Probe to being on the cover of Forbes magazine. So you've got to work your ass off.
All right, well, in final words, give me words of inspiration, Bethany.
You just come from a place of yes. You just figure it out. You get it done. And you just go with your gut. You have your own vision. You don't listen to what everyone else is saying. You take advice, and you can mix that into your recipe. But you yourself know what to do. You get a clear-cut plan, and you go all the way.
You're a champion.
Thank you so much.
Holy cow.
She's pretty cool. I wouldn't have thought that. I'm very impressed.
I just learned quite a bit off that little interview there. Well, you know what I've always talked about, and I have the same theory, that you see all these people who are actors or actresses or singers or people who are, you know, doing very well in their field. And I always like to know how they got started.
Yeah, where did they come from?
What motivated them? And they, 100%. You know, you forget this. They all came from someplace.
Yeah.
Every one of these people came from somewhere, and most of them did not have rich parents.
They didn't get it handed. A lot of times, having rich parents is a detriment because it's not, you're used to things being handed to you. You don't know how to work for it.
You think somebody's just going to come along and give you a great role in a movie or a great song? It's amazing. It's very inspirational to hear her, Brad. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, she's good, isn't she? She's on the go too. She's going to keep on climbing. She's committed, I guess. She's pumped.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, from the chef dance to a billionaire. How about that? I would imagine she's very close if she's not already there.
Yeah, she's doing well.
I'm sure she got all that advice from the Hilton girls too when she was the nanny there.
Right. Drive the Ford Probe. She was at the Probe.
Oh, that's
Thank
funny.
You, Brad. Talk to you soon,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.